This is Radio TV, IBS Liberty World Service. You are listening to Liberty and Peace Now, Human Rights Reports. My name is Andreas Klum-Sauer. Next issues on this program, WikiLeaks and Mr. Julian Assange. After WikiLeaks and Mr. Julian Assange has released confidential military information on the war in Afghanistan and in Iraq, WikiLeaks and Julian Assange got angrily attacked by many different kind of groups and even journalist organizations. Last Friday, an international group of 152 journalists from around the world from 40 different nations has published a journalist's statement and petition to support WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. WikiLeaks and Mr. Julian Assange are subject to a quite controversial discussion related to free speech and the freedom of the press. On the phone from the United States of America and New York City, I'd like to welcome Lucy Commissar, a prominent journalist, author of books, which is also publisher of the CommissarsCoup.com. Lucy Commissar is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and used to be a member of the board of Pan American Center, the famous writers' organization. Lucy Commissar, welcome on Radio TV, IBS Liberty and Liberty and Peace Now.
Thank you very much.
You are an American journalist, author, and publisher. How do you think about the release of confidential military reports on the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq on WikiLeaks?
Much of what investigative journalists do is based on documentation that their governments call confidential or secret, that they want to keep secret, largely because they tell the public things that governments do not want them to know. Very often it has to do with them making policies and taking actions which are failures, are ineffective, are not in the interest of the public, either the publics of the countries that are involved or of the American public. So I think it is important for journalists, if they can get these documents, to use them to tell their citizens the truth. Have to thank a group such as WikiLeaks and the people who run it for setting up a system that moves this information into the public domain.
As you are an American citizen, journalist, and reporter, do you love your country?
Well, there's a slogan that says, patriotism is the last refuge of scoundrels. I think I love justice, and I love the idea that people in the U.S. and around the world have decent lives, decent standards of living. I don't know what country really means. I think that nationalism has been extremely destructive in our time and in past times. So I don't like to think of loving country in the sense of a flag, because the people who say that usually are the ones who don't much like or care for the citizens of those countries. That's what the country really is, the people in it.
The United States of America used to be known for its important role as defender of democracy, free speech, liberty, peace, justice, and the freedom of the press. Many people in this world do fear that America may could lose its important role as defender for democracy and liberty. Are you able to understand and share these concerns of many people around the world?
We've always had a problem in the U.S. with the struggle between those who defend free speech and those who attack it. Look at the McCarthy period in the 50s. People went to jail because of defending the right to think and say and write what they wanted to, and it's not surprising that every once in a while we get that instinct, that pressure coming back, and those of us who would have fought McCarthy if we had been old enough at that time, we have to stand up and do it now. I think what the U.S. says is not always the same as what it does. Compared to many countries, even now, it has a very good position on these issues, but it's always a struggle to make the government of the country live up to what it says on its 4th of July National Day speeches.
How do you think about WikiLeaks? Was WikiLeaks helpful for your reports and works?
WikiLeaks I haven't been writing about the war. I've been writing about financial corruption and tax evasion, use of the offshore system, and WikiLeaks has presented materials that are useful, and I've also dealt with some of the people who have supplied information to WikiLeaks, and I've published some stories based on that, largely several stories about Julius Baer and how some of its subsidiaries were cheating on taxes by using fake companies in the Caymans.
You are one of the people which do stand to support WikiLeaks and Mr. Julian Assange in a situation which could be called or described also as extraordinary times. Why do you believe it is important to support WikiLeaks and Mr. Julian Assange now?
Well, with this problem of Iraq and Afghanistan, it is a huge problem. Of course, it's a problem of America's making. In many respects, it was the U.S. that overthrew Mossadegh in Iran. It was the U.S. that used the battle in Afghanistan as a proxy war against the Russians. So we created our own problems, and we are moving down the path, if we're not already there, to another Vietnam. There's no way that we're going to win. We're just making things worse in those places. It's costing a huge amount of money and causing a great deal of suffering. So compared to many other problems going on around the world, this is not the only one, but it is certainly a very, very important one. And I think that the country cannot be allowed to, the leaders of the country cannot be allowed to get away with starting and promoting these kinds of wars, which are based on fraudulent information. When people do not know what is really going on, we have to stop it.
You have told us already that people do suffer because of these wars. How do you deal with the traumatized soldiers, the military personnel, the soldiers?
Well, I mean, they are, of course, there's another old term is called cannon fodder, that soldiers are cannon fodder. You know, you put them in the cannon and shoot them out, and oh well, they die along the way. Of course, those people need to be helped. Terrible things have happened to them. They're often psychologically a mess. They go home and then destroy themselves and their families and people around them. Literally, the murders are committed, or they get thrown into alcoholism and drug addiction and other kinds of despair. Of course, they need to be helped, and of course, at the end, they're not helped. They're just thrown away. It's been shown that veterans coming back to the U.S. have not been getting the proper care, but this is not a surprise. They are just, as I said, they are just used as cannon fodder.
As you perhaps know, I'm a member of a group called Human Rights Leaders for Obama. I do believe that President Obama is a precious and open-minded leader, and the President of the United States of America supports the open government. President Obama emphasized support for the open government at the UN recently, so far as I remember it was in October. Do you believe a precious and open-minded leader should be able to deal in a right manner with criticism and publication of confidential information of a journalist, Mr. Julian Assange, and WikiLeaks? For example, during a public debate with Julian Assange, would this perhaps help to understand the reasons which are important to publish even confidential information?
Well, Obama, of course, and nobody from the U.S. administration is going to debate Julian Assange, is clear. And I think that as head of the military, Obama is in a situation where he must support largely what his military leaders want him to do. He has been in a situation where he fired at least one very high-level person. I mean, he hasn't done everything, but he's done, it seems to me, a good deal of what the military wants. So he's in a situation where he cannot say, oh, well, we're really so glad that this was published. On the other hand, he doesn't have to go around making Assange into a criminal, and who knows what the CIA is doing if they're on his tracks, because well, it's part of the whole tradition of a whistleblower, which is that you make public documents which show the improper actions of your government. All of these documents that whistleblowers have, if they're about governments, are kept secret because the governments don't want to show that they are guilty of some malfeasance, or at least stupidity in many cases. I think in case of these papers, it's a combination of real stupidity, blindness, not understanding what's going on in these countries, really, and they want to protect themselves. But it's really a question now of whether or not both citizens and others support WikiLeaks in doing this and turn the question around, because when these papers came out, the question should be, this is a real mess. This is a disaster. We have to get out of there. And Obama, by the way, has said that he wants to get out of there and gave some timetable dates. But instead of talking about the real issue, they start talking about, they want to shoot the messenger instead of looking at the message. But this is traditional. You shoot the messenger. They really have to look at the message. And the question is, can Obama turn this around and use it? He says he wants to get out. And he is fighting both the right wing and the Republicans, conservatives in the Democratic Party, and his own military. He could use this information to say, even quietly to his own military, look, this shows it is a disaster, and I'm going to be another Lyndon Johnson stuck in Vietnam. Vietnam basically destroyed the Johnson domestic program, and it will do the same for Obama. And he could use this. We don't really know what he's doing now. But a solution, it does not include going after this, going after WikiLeaks. Because, again, that is just shooting the messenger. And Obama, with all of these things that are happening, he's going to find himself a one-term president.
Julian Assange is seeking asylum in Switzerland, he told a Swiss television station last week. Should Mr. Julian Assange receive asylum, do you believe his life, health, and safety could be in danger?
Well, the CIA does have a habit of kidnapping people. I'm not sure if they would go so far as to assassinate him, or I don't know about his health. I'd be rather surprised, actually, if the Swiss gave him asylum. I don't think that they would see any advantage in it. They're in the process of dueling with the Americans over the issue of bank secrecy. So I don't... maybe they would make a deal with the Americans saying, look, he wants asylum and you do this for us and we won't give it to him. I would really be surprised if that happened.
According to the conduct of journalists, respect for the truth and for the right to the public to truth is the first duty of a journalist. In pursuance of this duty, the journalist shall at all times defend the principles of freedom in the honest collection and publication of news and of the right of fair comment and criticism. What, according to your opinion, is more important, to keep secrecy over confidential military information or to respect for the truth of the right to the truth and information?
I think that one has to be careful to vet the information so that it does not cause harm. But I don't think any of these very low-level documents, remember, we are not talking about high-level plans that were suddenly given away. We are talking about very low-level reporting from the field documents that talked about events that went on, whether there was some bomb that went off or some people that were shot. Those are the kinds of things we're talking about. And I don't think that, and of course, when you read the articles that were written about it, there isn't anything there which seems to be of the nature that one could say, this is a terrible thing to publish because it's going to turn around the Westerners' attempt to deal with the Taliban. What it does in taking all of these papers together is show what a disaster the policy is. Now, that's quite different from providing what a spy might want to provide, for example, finding out some secret plans and posting them and revealing them. So I think in this case, There's been a lot of noise about what's been released, but if you go and if you were to ask the people who are criticizing WikiLeaks, pick out one document which you think is very, very harmful, I don't think they could do it because they're not those kinds of documents.
You have been working in East Germany some while ago. There was not much liberty in East Germany, and the Secret Service, as known as the famous Stasi, had everything under control, and people have been oppressed in many harmful ways. What is your experience in a state with a totalitarian government which does not support the open government?
Well, my experience in East Germany was limited, of course. I went a number of times. I went to interview the dissidents, and as a result, after having written some articles, the next time I went back, they would not let me into the country. And it was only after the wall fell that I discovered I had a very thick file of documents, of papers, which showed how the Stasi had followed me and gotten reports on me when I went to interview the dissidents. So the people that were living there were the ones who were really suffering. For me, it was largely perhaps an inconvenience. I haven't really lived, I think, in a place like that. I've visited places like that, Central America. I've been in Zaire. I've been in some countries in Asia. I've traveled quite a bit in the developing world. But I think it's quite different for a journalist who goes someplace for a week or two or a month. Different for that person and the person who has to live there all the time. I met a lot of the people who have to live there all the time, so I cannot compare my experience to that.
Do you believe journalists should be more protected when it comes to the point of publication of controversial issues and information?
Well, protected by whom?
That's a good question.
We don't really have... we have organizations that try to raise issues. That's why the group that sent around the WikiLeaks petition exists, in part. It's an organization that provides some measure of solidarity. But we don't really have any protection. Maybe the idea is that if we can get the truth out, get it printed someplace, that the other side will be so embarrassed that they will leave us alone. But that doesn't always happen. There are a lot of lawsuits against journalists, particularly by people who have been accused of being corrupt. They file a lot of lawsuits. So I don't know if there are organizations that are civil liberties organizations that will often provide lawyers for such journalists who get into that kind of trouble. That's about as much protection as you can get these days.
Have people been in danger because of the reports published on WikiLeaks?
Well, I don't know. First it was said in the first reports, the critics said, well, people are going to be in danger. And then some weeks afterwards, the government acknowledged that nobody had been put in danger, at least nothing had happened to anybody because of those reports. So perhaps they weren't put in danger. Then afterwards, the second group of reports apparently went under, there was a much greater vetting process to make sure that any names that could possibly get anybody in trouble, that they were blacked out. And again, people said, well, they will be people who get in trouble. But again, there has been no evidence put forth of anybody getting into trouble, of anything happening to anyone because of what was in the papers that were revealed.
For those media people, jurists, and people which want to support the petition and the case of WikiLeaks and Mr. Julian Assange, where more information are available for supporters on the internet?
Yes, it's on the internet. Now you're asking me the exact email address. I can't remember it. You're going to have to put that on your website. I think it's globalinvestigativejournalism.org.
Could you read this back, please, for our listeners?
It's all in one word, global, which is G-L-O-B-A-L, investigative, journalism. It's all those three words put together, no spaces, .org. The place to click on to go to the WikiLeaks statement.
That sounds good. Very special thanks with e-commercer, American journalist, author and publisher for this interview and sharing her opinion, your opinion, on the case to support WikiLeaks and the journalist, Mr. Julian Assange. All the best.
You're welcome. And if you want to, also the petition can be found on my website, which is the Commissar Scoop, spelled thekomisarscoop.com.
TheCommissarScoop.com. It's a good site to visit and to read a lot of stuff, which is quite interesting and important to many people around the world. All the best to you and the people of New York City. Thank you very much. This is Liberty and Peace Now, human rights supporters on Radio TV IBL's Liberty on the issue of the controversial discussion about the release of confidential and military information on WikiLeaks under the leadership of Mr. Julian Assange. If you want to read our transcript of this program, please visit www.ibstelevision.org. Thanks for listening to our program. I'm Andreas Tamsabot, and I wish you all the best. Shalom.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.